everyone. How are you doing today? Thank you so much for joining us once again on Solutions with Anna Donahue. Boy, last week's show got so powerful in here. I hope you loved it. Always remember, if you missed a show, go back to our YouTube channel. I have a YouTube channel, Anna Donahue Ministries /YouTube. You're going to see about 30 shows there of season one and then now season two. Very important to go back and just place yourself under the Word of God. But this is a little bit of a part two from that message. Also, this just keeps coming to me as I'm up here sharing to a viewing audience. You know, we've had over 2,500 podcast listeners. So podcast listeners, hello to you as well. Thank you for listening. It just means the world. I hope these shows are helping. And again, to our viewing audience, here we are. But I'm calling this, Lord, why the trials? I want to give you four things out of 1 Peter 5:10 that, again, you can bite into and grab and say, oh, I get it. I've been through that. And it'll make sense out of some of the trials you face. James said, count it all joy. And sometimes you think, James, where's your brain? Count it all joy? But he knew something. He knew the trials were producing something in the believer. But that believer has to respond, right, according to God's way. And then things get produced, maturity. Things that that can really come sometimes only after walking through something. And then God's able to say, aha, you're grown up. You got it. You didn't run. I can now give you the next part of your destiny. So you ready? Let's watch this. 1 Peter 5:10 says this. Peter knew about trials, believe me. But may the God of all grace. Gosh, I want to just stop right there. He's the God of all grace. Lord, why the trials? My grace is there. Gosh, I feel the anointing in this room. My grace is sufficient. I got you. May the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you've suffered a while, four things will take place as you handle things God's way. You say, well, what does that mean? Go right to Jesus when they're happening. Yield your heart and your mind and say, God, I don't know. Show me. He'll get spiritual muscles in you. You watch. But the God of all grace, after you've suffered a while, is producing this in you. Number one, the scripture says, after you've suffered a while, he will perfect you. In the Greek, katarizo, K-A-T-A-R-I-Z-O. That means he will adjust, make adjustments, and repair you. Have you ever maybe gone to a chiropractor and you think, something's out of line, something's out of joint, I've got to get adjusted, I've got to get that thing repaired. Well, sometimes when you go through a trial, you realize, ooh, I didn't do so well on that. I don't think I passed that test. God has to make some adjustments. Maybe it'll be in your attitude. Maybe it'll be in the way you think. Maybe it'll be, I don't know, just whatever. You know, even as I'm speaking, oh yeah, I've been there. God will perfect, katarizo, adjust and repair you. It's also the definition as one when they're mending their nets. They're mending. God will perfect. He'll mend you. He will restore. It signifies a right ordering or making the correct arrangement. You know, you've been through a trial. Man, some things may have gotten off. Again, this keeps coming to me. Maybe some wrong attitudes towards something. Think about this. The children of Israel took 40 years, supposed to be 2 weeks. What was going on the inside of them, we saw manifesting on the outside. You want to say, adjust and repair me, God, so that it doesn't take 40 years. Amen. So the God of all grace, after you've suffered a while, well, number one, he'll perfect you. He'll get things in the right arrangement for you. Number two, he will then establish you. This is powerful. Sterizo. He will fix, he will set, he will establish your heart in a situation, probably the one you're going through that caused that you're in the trial. Stay in there. He'll establish your heart so that the next time either that trial or something comes, you're established. No wavering, no double-mindedness, no doubting. You'll say, oh no, I've been there, been through it, not going to move my heart. My heart's fixed on God. He brought me through that. Listen to me. Ooh, boy, there's an anointing in this room. He brought me through then. He's bringing me through now. Put your hand on your heart right now. Repeat after me. God brought me through then. I can hear you. He's bringing me through now. Amen. He is perfecting you. He is establishing your heart so that you will no longer waver either in this area, something in this area, or in another trial. Third thing God does, after you've suffered a little while, 1 Peter 5:10. Whoo, I love this. He will strengthen you. This is in the Greek, S-T-H-E-N-O-O, to strengthen now and well into your future. You say, I have to go through a trial to get strong? Okay. Let me just present this to you. No, you can get strong no matter what. Reading the Word of God, spending time with God, fellowshipping with other believers, all that is important. But if you're in a trial, Lord, why the trial? You might as well not waste it. You might as well grow from it and get strong because of it and say, you know what? I'll never have to go through that again because I've learned my lesson. I got it. What happens? You're strong. You're getting strengthened now and into the future. It literally also means in the Greek to strengthen your inner man continually. You say again, do I have to go through a trial? No. I'm just saying, if you're in the trial, might as well wake up and say, okay, I'm here. I'm going to get use out of this thing. I'm going to see Romans 8:28 come to pass. He's causing all things to work together for good while I'm in it. So I'm getting perfected, right? Getting perfected, getting things arranged. I'm getting my heart established that if ever I go through something again, I'm not going to waver and doubt God and cry and be like a roller coaster. I'm growing up. Then I'm getting strong continually. The more I yield to God and say, okay, I get it. I've been this way before. Let's go, God. Let's get on your program. Now, what do I need to be doing? And then the fourth thing, he'll settle you. Settling is the neatest thing. This is just coming to me now. Maybe you could use it as the peace of God comes. Settle, to make a complete decision. To make a resolve, not a, well, I'll consider. No, something has now settled in you. You and God together have been through something, right? It means also as if you're laying a foundation. Like when you're laying the foundation of a house, how solid that has to be. You're able to say, this is what I now know. I am fully persuaded. He settles you. This is critical in our spiritual journeys and in our growth. To be able to say, as life is COVIDing out of the gazoo and the Middle East is off the charts, and no matter what, I'm settled. He has strengthened me. He has settled me. I'm established in Christ. Like Paul said, I am fully persuaded God is good. He's perfecting me. He's mending nets where I've had holes. Oh my gosh, this stuff is so good. He's getting the right order and arrangement inside of me so that when the next part of my destiny comes, no wavering. Yes, sir. Let's go to it. I've known. I'm ready. Let's go. Woo! Amen. I hope you love all that. Four things that happen. Lord, why the trials? 1 Peter 5:10. After you've suffered a while, that this God of all grace will perfect you, establish you, strengthen you, and he'll settle you. You'll be as strong as the foundation underneath the house. Nothing's going to blow you away. Oh, I just love all that. Hope you loved it. Let us hear from you. That's kind of a part two from last week. Remember, as I open the show, if you missed the show, go back, watch, listen. Keep growing as we are in season number two. Look, locals, I have an Anadonia Ministries conference coming up Friday night, 6 p.m., September 17th, 2021. Free event, no registration necessary. It's at the Sheraton Hotel in Metairie, number 4 Galleria Boulevard, easy to find. And go to the website if you have any questions. But I'm doing a message entitled Arise and Shine. Come on, join us. Let's get our faith in there together. Amen. So that's Friday night, September 17th, 6 p.m. The doors open, free. And then also, love these, I'll be doing a fall, we call it an ADM daytime retreat, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's where I really spend time and we teach and we break into groups and we break bread together. And it's just a great day of impartation. So that's coming up. Registration will open soon on that. October the 8th is the day of the retreat, and registration will open, I'm sure, real soon. But the title there is You Will Get Through This Even When You'd Rather Not. I put the last part on there because, again, there's times when you're exhausted and you're thinking, I'm not doing it. I can't do it. Yes, you can. Moses getting through that wilderness with 2 million complaining folk. You will get through this. I'm going to give you 7 defining moments in his life where he probably just said, I'm done. And God said, oh, no, you're not. No, you're not. And I'll show you those and they'll help you as well. Hey, always remember, like us on Facebook. Just click. And please subscribe to our YouTube channel. You'll never miss a show. We'd love to have you be a part of our team. Hey, if these shows are a blessing to you, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to have you support us financially. It just means so much. We can just do so much. It does take finances to get it going, doesn't it? You just go to anadoniaministries.com/donate, click the donate button, and you can give, and it would be a great blessing. Well, let me pray for you as we close out our show. Thank you for listening. Always write to us. Let us know where you're watching from. But we are here. I have an entire team. We pray for you. We get the prayer requests. We stand with you. I'm standing with someone right now. The team is. And I just wrote to her yesterday. She's, you know, called me from the emergency room. And fighting COVID. So, Father, for any listening podcast person, any viewing person, Father, I pray. Our whole team, we pray together, Father, that Lord, just bring them out the way you brought me out of 4 weeks fighting COVID. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You bring us out. You bring us through. Breakthrough. I speak breakthrough for anyone listening and anyone watching right now in Jesus' name. Gosh, we love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. And don't forget, we'll be back next Thursday by His grace on Solutions with Anna Donahue.